call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. I'm speaking with Charles Thomas and his lovely wife, Dr. Tashina Maku Thomas. And they're on the show today as Charles is sharing with you how God raised him from the dead. And you may be asking yourself, is that really true? But you heard him speaking a while ago. So I really want to invite you where you are right now listening to keep it locked in as we listen to his wife as she shares with you what she experienced thus far, that time when Charles passed away. Because as he stated before, he only can share what he experienced up until that time and what was told to him. Dr. Tashina, you have the floor.
Yes. Yes, yes. Well, for me, as a wife, I was literally, you know, it was hard, but I cannot explain. It was hard, but yet there was such peace. I did not cry when all this thing was happening. You know, I did not cry. The only moment I cried was when they was transferring him from the French hospital to the Dutch side. So when I got there, the doctors, you know, they looked at him and they were like, but there's no pulse. There's no pulse. And anyway, they took him in the room and everything. They told me I cannot go into the room. I'll have to wait. I said, okay. In the meanwhile, I took my phone and I called a friend of mine. And actually, I called two friends and a cousin of mine. So they came and they were there with me. And they went in, they worked on him and everything. They put a tube. They said they did everything. The doctor came back out and he said, miss, he said, I've tried everything. I said, okay. I said, but what does that mean? He said, I've tried everything. I said, okay. He said, but you could go inside. Your husband's body is laying there. You could go inside. So I went inside and I look at my husband and his face was not looking the same. You know, when everything happened, there was just this froth that started to just come out, you know, through his mouth and everything. And I looked at him and I remember saying to him, Chico, I know that this is not the end intended by God. And I said, I'm not ready to be a widow and I'm not ready for my children to be fatherless. And I said, you got to wake up. And the doctor, you know, he's getting annoyed because he does not understand. He said, miss, the reality is, and I say, yes, I understand. I said, that's your reality because that's your job. And I understand. And I say, but there's a God. That's what I said to him. And I walked out. And when I walked out, he walked behind me. He said, miss, do you have children? And I said, yes, I have three. He said, well, we need to speak to them. If you need help explaining them what happened. And I said, I don't need no help explaining them what happened. This is my field. I'm going to deal with my children. So because we were in a rush, I went to the hospital. I had on no shoes, no proper clothing. So I rushed back home, you know, I put on a pants, change around, get my slippers and everything, drop back my neighbor because he went with me and then rushed back to the hospital. And as I rushed back to the hospital, the doctor is looking at me and he's like, yeah. And I'm like, while he is saying, he's like, oh, but okay, but his insurance is okay from the Dutch side. So, and when he said that, I said, okay, I said, SMMC, I said, transfer him to SMMC. And that is something that I would have never, you know, think about saying. But when he said, oh, but he's from the Dutch side too, and so forth, I say, yeah. I say, you know what, transfer him to SMMC. Because originally they were saying, okay, well, you know, Guadeloupe, we will have to send him in a helicopter and everything. And I did not feel as I had a friend, my friend who was with me at that moment. She said to me, she said, Tash, she said, yes, let them do it. I said, yes. And they called the ambulance and the ambulance took him and everything. At that moment, I broke down because his body was just there, lifeless. And we drove. We followed the ambulance and everything. When we got to SMMC, it was in the 4 a.m. by the time we got there. And when I reached the hospital, I said, I'm here. And they said, okay, well, they are busy working on your husband. I don't know if they will allow you in. I said, I need to go and see my husband. And they said, okay. And they called. And then the doctor at that point, he said, let her come. So I went in. And when I walked in, I saw the rooms full of doctors. There was about 7 doctors in the room. They was around him. And the doctor saw when I peeped at the window. And at that moment, they was trying to revive him. And the doctor walked out. And he said, miss, I cannot tell you anything different that the doctor said on the friend side. Because I'm reading the report. And they said that they speak to you to explain you what happened and so forth. He said, but I'm here just 2 weeks. And I love challenges. And I said, okay. And he said, I'm going to sit with you. And he sat with me and he explained everything. He said to me, he said, listen here. This is a case with your husband. He said, even if he do come back, you know, it's going to take a while to walk, to remember even you. He says it's a hard process and so forth. So he walked me through the steps and he's speaking to me and I'm praying in turn. And I'm like, God, this is not your report. God, this is not your report. But I thank you for what the doctors are doing. I thank you for what the doctors are doing. So anyway, he rushed back into the room and they continue. And at a certain moment, Chico raised his foot or something happened. And the doctor, they all rushed back out to the room and then they plug him on different things and whatever. And he came back out and he said to me, okay, he said, they did not do the COVID test on the French side, but we have to do it because, you know, it's a long situation. And I said, sure. So they did, they did the COVID test. The doctor said to me, but we will not get the results now. So you will not be able to see your husband until when we get back those results. I said, okay. And I came home. I said, okay. I was not allowed to visit him the whole of Saturday. I said, okay, I stayed home. I began to pray. I had some friends on online as well with me. Also, one who was in the States, he pulled together all his intercessors with my friends who were here. We began to pray and everything, you know, believing God for, you know, a miracle and so forth. And when I walked in, my mother-in-law was sitting and waiting for me and I was shocked. And I was like, are you up? And she's like, Tash, what did they say about Chico? And I said, well, you know, the doctors, yeah, this is it. He's dead. She said, no. She said, he is my child and he is not dead. She said, if that was the case, I would know. And we began to pray together. And she said, sit down. And I sat down. And she went and she got me some tea. I drank my tea and she looked at me. And she started praying. And as she began to pray, I started praying with her. And at the end, she said something that, you know,
we're with you. I know it's tough. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration. And we're listening to the live testimony from Dr. Tashina Moku, the wife of Charles Thomas, here on Love and Inspiration.
Yeah. So she, you know, we began to pray and she said, God, look at me. She said, I'm here with them. And I have some medical issues. And she said, Chico is a strong man. He's good. She said, God, she said, take me and leave my son. She said, I made a trade now. Take me and leave him. And we began to pray, you know, trust in God. And when we prayed and everything, the hospital called me back the Sunday. And the doctor said, well, I have good news. He said, it's not COVID, but you can come and see your husband because now, you know, we got back the result. I say, okay, great. So I went to the hospital and as he's laying in the bed there, you know, I'm just thanking God. And I say, God, you know, you are God. And this is like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, he's going to come out of the fire, not smelling like smoke. And I began to pray. And I'm there alone and I would go every day faithfully, even if, you know, he was not seeing me. And on the Monday, I went to work. And while I was working, the Monday I worked at Turning Point and Dr. Lloyd came and he said to me, he said, but Doc, what are you doing here? And I remember I looked at him and I said, how, why, what am I doing? He said, but your husband this happened to your husband. You should. And I looked at him and I said to him, I said, well, you know, I'm here every day counseling people and telling them, you know, you have to have faith. You got to believe in God. And you know, this is not the end. Yes, we meet rough paths. And I said, today now, this happened to me. And I'm going to call you to say I cannot come to work. I said, no. And he looked at me. He said, wow, that's faith. He, you know, and anyway, I stayed there, you know, working with the guys and everything. And I rang two, my phone rang. And I saw that it was the hospital. I was like, oh my God, what is this now? And I answer. And when I said, hello, and then I heard babes. I said, Chico? And he said, yes. I dropped everything. I told the guys, bye. I'm going to see you on Thursday. I run upstairs, take off my computer, grab my bag, my keys, and I drove there. And when I got to the hospital, I saw my husband there late in the bed. And when I got in, he just burst out in tears. And he said, babes, he said, I died. And I said, yes, you did. He said, I know, because I saw my spirit left my body. And he said, I knew exactly when I came back. And I began to cry with him, you know, and while we was crying, we was praying. And then the doctor walked into the room and the doctor said to him, in all of my years working as a doctor, I've never seen this. I stayed a little longer because I wanted to see you release. But he said, in 2 weeks' time, they're going to release you from the hospital. And when Charles was released, the same day Charles Chico was released, the same day the doctor went back to Holland. And the doctor asked him, he said, can I have a picture with you? And he said, sure. And the doctor took a picture with him. And the doctor said to him, I will always remember you. He said, because I've never seen this in all of my career, you know. So it was a difficult moment, but the peace of God kept me. It kept my children. I had my friends was there. If I say anything, who were there with me. So it kept me. I had the strength. And I thank God for those persons that were there with me, even in those difficult times with me and my family. But God is real, and he's a miracle-working God.
Wow. Powerful, Dr. Tashina. I'm lost for words, and I'm pretty sure persons listening to the show today are also in the same boat as they listen to this powerful testimony. I just want to actually share with you what has been coming in during the time that you were speaking, Dr. Tashina, and also Charles. And I'm just going to go through the listing so that you know how many persons are tuned in at this point in time. One of the listeners stated, an awesome testimony. Brother Charles, the Lord has a special mission for you, which is to win souls for him. I trust God for you. And that is from one of my committed listeners here to the show. We have another text that came in, and this listener saying, wow, a powerful testimony. Wow, I'm emotionally speechless. What an inspiring testimony. She is such a strong woman. Wow, faith and prayer is the key. And then we also have another message that came in where there was a listener that stated that they are in prayer, in tears, because they were moved by what you shared earlier. There's also another listener that stated powerful testimony. And then there's another listener that sent in a message stating as follows, and I will just pull that up. Yes, there is life after death. And the persons remember everything. And some, if I can just see that here, some don't even know they're gone. So Charles and Dr. Tashina, as you're listening to the show,
yes,
or listening actually to what listeners are stating here live on the chats that are coming in, what are your thoughts actually, Charles, as you hear me share this with you?
Well, I'm not, I'm always amused. I'm not, you know, I'm amused, amazed, but I'm not surprised. I mean, since the hospital when I left, you know, and I've given this testimony, this is the second time, you know, since it has happened, and it happened in March, that I've given the testimony. You were there for the first time.
That's
great. And, you know, I'm really letting God guide me as I go along with this testimony. And there is so much more that, you know, we did not say or wasn't able to relate because of the time that we have on the program. So we just tried to make it a package that, you know, that can fit in the time that we have. But I thank them for listening, and I thank them for, you know, their comments. And I hope that, you know, this testimony can touch one person, you know, many people in St. Martin here didn't know and don't know what happened to me, you know. So I think a lot of people will be shocked. You know, a lot of people don't know my real name either. So those who know me as Chico, you know, Chico from Airport Academy School, right, then they would understand who it really is. A lot of people don't know my real name, you know. And I thank them for their comments, you know, and for listening, you know, and believing, you know. And for me now, I have a new encounter with God. I had that encounter. Right. I mean, not many people can say that they died and been resurrected or experienced that. There are a lot of people, but if you do a percentage, it's not a lot, you know. And when I spoke to one of my friends about this, right, he's in the medical field. He's a firefighter at the airport, and he's an EMD. He said, you know, when I was explaining him, I thought he was telling me that I was lying, you know, because he was like, no. He said, from what he has been taught medically, that is not possible to come back after over 6 hours being dead.
I see.
He said, no way. He said, your brain is dead. Your blood is already clogged up, or, you know. And he said, there's no way that it's possible to come back from that. And he said, it has to be God, because physically or carnally, you know, medically, it's not possible. And from that day, me and the doctor, we remain good friends. He checks up on me and he says, Charles, every meeting that I go into in Holland, you're the main topic. Yeah. Every meeting that they go into in Holland, that doctor goes into, I don't know if it's from a scientific standpoint, you know, but he said, you're the main topic. So, I mean, he's a doctor, so they believe in the science, but we as Christians, you know, we believe in God and the Most High, that the power of God, and he's able to do anything.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. As you're stating that, Charles, another message came in, which is so timely with regards to what you stated. And this listener stated, that is a very inspiring testimony. The doctors don't have the final say. It is Jesus who does, and he has the final say. And as the song goes, right, when Jesus says yes, no one can say no. You know, Charles, listening to this show, listening to this interview myself, and knowing that persons right now in St. Martin, around the Eastern Caribbean, and also listening when this show is rebroadcast from out of New York and would be heard as far as Dubai, I'm sure that this is a testimony that will change many lives as they listen to what you have shared today and Dr. Tashina, without a doubt. And especially for the fact that at this point in time, the reality is that for many persons out there, they are faced, and even presently now, persons are faced with the loss of a loved one. If you think about it right now, today's self, there are persons who are faced with the loss of a loved one. Even self, just recently in Lebanon, with that huge explosion in Beirut, many persons are gone. It's so very important it's so important for us to understand what this means.
And the relationship with God,
exactly. And you said it earlier, you could only imagine what it's like for persons who may have passed and may not know God, where and what they may be experiencing. Even though you say that, you know, you didn't experience the light and all of that, but there was that peace that you experienced. And so very important what you're sharing, because today many persons are grieving. And I know Dr. Tashina, just switching over, and Charles, I know you're staying with me on this. Dr. Tashina, as a psychologist as yourself, but also being a believer, what can you share with listeners out there right now that may be grieving at the loss of someone? And we know right presently today, persons who are listening to the show has lost someone. Share with us, Dr. Tashina.
I know it could be very, you know, when you have family members, and not only family members, friends, you know, people that are gone, it's hard because you've been with them. I mean, I lost my mother-in-law in May, and it's very hard still for me and my family. But I do believe that the grieving process is very important, and having God by your side is even better, because we have the natural, you know, we have the natural man. So yes, we have to deal with our emotions and so forth. But when you have God, you have that spirituality, then it's much easier to go through grief. Okay. So I do believe in therapy, and I also believe in spirituality. For me, they go hand in hand. And like I said, going through that whole thing with Chico, I could feel the peace of God during that whole experience. So I am grateful that I know God. I am grateful for having a relationship with him. Let me put it that way. So I would encourage everyone out there to seek God, get that relationship. And yeah, he will sustain you. He will give you the peace. And that peace is a peace that surpasses all understanding, yes, even in grief.
Mm. Very powerful words and reassuring words, you know, because I'm even thinking, as you shared earlier, and that is so powerful. And that shows the love from a mother, that as you stated about your mother-in-law, which is Charles' mom, you know, what she stated, that she said that because of the love that she has for her son. And it just goes to show the power of love and what that really can do and how that can change lives. And I'm really, really, you know, touched by this interview today. The many listeners who have been sending in text messages here, they are demonstrating that they are with you, both of you, on this interview. And as we come to the end of this powerful time together, Charles, what would you like to say to the listeners around the world, and especially to young people who are listening to the show? Because there are many young persons who also listen to the show, and in particular men, that they may hear your voice, because God spared your life for a reason. What are your final powerful thoughts that you would want to share with the listeners, and especially young people and men who are listening to the show, Charles? The floor is yours.
Right. Well, first of all, I want to thank everybody for listening, for showing love and you know, expressing their thoughts and comments. You know, we really appreciate it. For the men out there that, and especially the young men, my word for you guys is get to know God. It's not a slavery. It's actually freedom, you know. And one of your comments from one of your listeners was that God had saved me to do a special work. And I can tie that in with the men and tie it in with what I experience, and not just men, but women in general. I think one of the things that God has called me to do is to get people back on the salvation, to make salvation be the main focus of the church. What I saw in a vision while I was in the hospital was that a ship was passing the islands, a tourist ship, and the ship represented the church, and the people on the ship represented the saints. And as the ship was passing some islands, the people were asking, but why aren't we stopping at those islands? And the captain would say, the season for those islands has passed. They are still relevant in the fact that we can still see them, but their season has passed. And I think the prosperity preaching, I believe that the season for it has passed. It's still relevant. We still need to hear it, but we need to get back with the salvation preaching, because this is a season. There's a shift. Everyone is saying that there's a shift. There's a new season. The world has changed. But we are still going back. We can't go back to the old thing. We need to get into now the salvation teaching. And, you know, I'm trying to wrap it up quick. I can't get too much into it. But, you know, for the young men out there, the young people, I'm going to tell you guys that living a life for Christ, disciplined life, honorable life, you know, it's nothing wrong with it. You're not missing anything, or you're not lacking for anything, but actually you are gaining a freedom beyond your wildest imagination. And we need to let the church now stop going on and release that freedom, you know, release that freedom and let people really enjoy the freedom that they're supposed to experience in God. There is the gift and the reward, the wealth and the material stuff, that is a gift. But God wants us to focus on the reward is salvation, you know, and that is what, where I am headed. in my walk and into bringing people into the glory of God is I'm more focused right now on the salvation, because it was the prosperity and fighting for the wealth and the materialism and the cars and the house that brought me down. And God just had to shut me down to understand that, hey, that is not up to you. That is up to me. You are supposed to be fighting for your soul, not for material things. My blessings are not equated with materialism. It is blessings for, it is my, I am equated with salvation.
Thank you for that, yes. Charles.
I just want to say, for those of us who are listening quickly, you can visit, look at Psalms 127. And that is a scripture that he gave us. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builder is wasted. Unless the Lord protects the city, guarding it with centuries will do no good. And you can continue to read the rest of the scripture for yourself.
Powerful. I appreciate it. You're more than welcome, my brother. You're more than welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, and I thank you for sharing. And that's a powerful Psalm 127. Dr. Tashina, your final closing remarks here on Love and Inspiration today.
Well, my final words will be to, you know, like my husband said, encourage everyone, you know, to have a relationship with God, and let everyone's conviction be their own conviction. So not because I'm saying this, you know, but let your conviction be your conviction. But I just want to encourage everyone to, especially with everything that is going on out there, you know, be safe. And yeah, know God.
Thank you, Dr. Tashina. I really appreciate that. And I really appreciate both of you being on the show today on Love and Inspiration. You're welcome. You're definitely welcome. And I just want to share finally one or two other comments that came in. And this is from another listener. And it states, wow, today the show was very touching. And would like to thank both of you for sharing your powerful testimony and through your amazing, through the amazing show, of course. This is something that this listener really, really cherishes and really appreciate today. And we really, truly need salvation. So that's what this listener stated. And then I have from my lovely wife, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, who's been listening. She's also stating, with God, all things is possible. That came in from one of also to another listener who is listening via the internet. And we have another one here. And Charles, this comes in from a regular listener who states here that it is a powerful testimony. And I think that the gentleman should write an article and publish it so that persons know all about it. So I'm pretty sure, Charles, you would be writing a book, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I've been told so many times. So let's see where it goes.
All right. Wonderful.
But definitely we can't let it die.
Definitely not. Definitely not. And I have a young listener. I just only saw this come in. But I believe, because now we are to the end, and this young man stated he's a Y2Xer, and he said, I'm listening. Can you please ask, after experiencing debt, is committing suicide worth it? So maybe you may want to still answer that, because this is a young man, because you remember you just had a message for the young men. So he's asking, after experiencing debt, committing suicide, is it worth it?
No, definitely not. It's definitely not worth committing suicide, because like I said, and if you heard the whole interview, when I came out of it, I was crying, but the tears wasn't because the fact that I died, but the fact that what happens when you die, I experienced that. And having that experience, you don't want to go into death not knowing where you're going to end up. You know what I'm saying? And suicide basically is basically abomination. The Bible speaks about it's a sin to commit suicide. So if we're speaking about God, definitely, you know, we can't say suicide is worth it. Of course not. You know, God says suicide is a sin. But killing yourself, literally, you cutting off yourself from any possibility to have a relationship or to be in the presence of God. Because he tells you from the beginning that he does not condone that. but death is real. Life after death is real. We hear it many, many times, but experiencing it, I can tell you, it is something that has changed my life tremendously. So thank no you. To suicide.
Thank you so much. Not. Yes, definitely. Thank you for that, Charles. It's good that I actually picked up on that message that came in. So thank you for answering the young listener's question. Charles and Dr. Tashina, thank you for being on the show today. God bless both of you and your ministry. You're welcome, and I would love to have you back on the show once again at some point in time, as God has it all planned in His wonderful hands.
Thank you. It was our pleasure.
Of course. And here you are. I definitely got to get your autograph now. Have yourselves a lovely all afternoon. Right. You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you had it. Love and Inspiration with Mr. Charles Thomas and his lovely wife, Dr. Tashina Maku Thomas, here on St. Martin. And they shared with you a very powerful testimony. You heard from Charles, and he was clinically dead, and God raised him. And you heard from his wife, who decided, and you heard her say, as a strong woman by his side, no way, Jose. No, I'm not going to be a widow, and I'm not going to have fatherless children. You are not going anywhere. And she trusted God, and God showed up. And today you heard his voice on the show, which is living testimony that God lives and God can raise from the dead. And we just have to trust him and just know that his will prevails.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.